Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Raiders aren't sneaking past anybody, except for border security as they head down to Mexico, take on the Houston Texans, and to talk about it from NFL Network, David Carr, who is, of course, very familiar with the Oakland Raiders. He's the number one overall pick of the 2002 NFL draft, and as you all know, is the brother of Amari Cooper of the Oakland Raiders. How about that? It's amazing. What's going on, David?
Weird, right?
Damon Bruce, it's a pleasure to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks.
Thank you very much for joining us, man. When is the last time you gave your little brother a noogie?
A noogie, or like panting him in front of his entire junior high graduating class and then kind of throwing his pants in the pool.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, was he wearing tidy whiteys, or did you go undies
too?
Yeah,
of course. No, I knew he had his little, you know, his little fancy Nike compression shorts on, but it was still kind of funny.
Does he wear extra medium underwear?
Medium underwear, yeah, he did at that time, no doubt. He's a little, he was chubby fat, though. He's kind of skinny fat back then. So. He's done better.
Well, we're off to a great start here. First of all, like, it's great to have you on. Thanks very much for doing this. Watching your brother play at this high level in the all-important year three for a quarterback has been a real treat just for our novice eyes, for the experienced eye that comes with being a former quarterback in this league, the former number one overall pick. And you know, on top of that, you're the guy's brother. This must be one of the coolest things for you to go through besides your own career.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's kind of a mixture of both, you know. I mean, because you guys, you know, explain how most people see it, but then getting to see it from actually the quarterback position too is just, it's a blast, man. I mean, because you obviously from a quarterback position, you know, you respect what he's doing, and you just, I find myself honestly just like, man, that's a great play. I don't think I taught you that. You know, you kind of did that on your own. I mean, and then on the other side of it, you're a fan, and you're cheering for him, and then he's your brother. So you couldn't be happier. I mean, couldn't happen to a better guy. I know that for sure. I mean, the guy's absolutely solid. As good as he is on the field, he's even better off. So, I mean, there's what you see in the post-game press conferences, what you see between his teammates. I mean, I'm with Donald Penn the other day. He was doing something for our network. And he's like, your brother tells me he loves me, like, every day. And he, like, genuinely means it. And that's just him, dude. And it's a lot of fun to see it happen just in general and see a team playing that high and seeing the Raiders back. But it's a totally different ballgame when and you know how good of a guy he is, and he happens to be your little brother. So it's pretty cool.
Well, I got to tell you, I've got a really good BS detector. And everything your brother says comes with an undeniable scoop of sincerity with it. I mean, he really does seem to walk the walk and talk the talk. Family first. He's incredibly a religious guy. He is a heck of a teammate. What's the biggest difference him now halfway through year three as opposed to his rookie year? Either a trait that you see on the field or off the field, a habit. What have you noticed?
You know, I think that he always had kind of these traits, but I can't stress enough when I talk to people about young quarterbacks and how it was to play quarterback. Any young guy, you just don't know. There's that experience level that you just don't have, and you know, you can go out and we can go out in the backyard and play catch, and we all look great. But until you get in there and you got, you know, Rex Ryan throwing whatever he wants at you, then you go the next week and you're getting different looks, and until you go through all that, you just don't have that confidence. That, okay, I got to understand now when I get this pressure, I can actually take advantage of it. And that's why you see quarterbacks as they go, they don't get pressured as much. If you look at Derek's numbers this year, as opposed to his rookie year when he was getting rushed, I mean, the numbers are drastically flipped on their head. And you see that now. No one comes after Tom Brady anymore. And they're very careful when they come after Drew Brees or just different quarterbacks and Aaron Rodgers. People just tend to play coverage and, all right, but hopefully he makes a mistake. That's kind of where he's getting. And he always had that trait, but he's understanding it now. And it's the first time it happens, when you make a big play against the blitz, you go, oh, I want them to come now. And that's kind of the thing that has to click. And then hopefully your team's good enough to pick it up, you know, and his offensive line has been, I mean, just absolutely tremendous. and he's got the playmakers outside, so you kind of see the result.
When you look at his offensive line, can you help but be a little bit envious and think, but for I, you know?
but for anybody. I mean, I think you look around the league and everyone, you kind of look at them in Dallas and say, man, I mean, that's why they're playing well. I mean, Dak's a rookie, and Zeke, and he's able to go out there and do what he's doing. And I would argue that the Raiders are just as good, and they can go out and you saw what they did with Denver, you know, last week. They decided, you know what, we're going to run for 200, we're going to throw for 200, we're just going to pound it. You know, it's very rare that you get that in a football team. And honestly, when Derek first started playing, that's all I watched. I watched him, but I was watching the O-line. I want to see, are they, when I talked to Reggie McKenzie and Jack says, we're going to put a good offensive line in front of your brother. All right, we'll see. We'll find out. I was the biggest skeptic because they were not very good in Oakland for a long time. I mean, as many games as we lost, we beat the Raiders pretty good when I was with Houston. You know, so it's one of those deals where I want to see it first, and they did. They did a tremendous job, and they built that thing from the inside out. They got a great offensive line coach. They keep adding pieces. Rodney Hudson. You know, I mean, they added kids in Baltimore last year. I mean, they hit on Donald Penn. I mean, they just got a tremendous group up there. So he's reaping the rewards, and I couldn't be happier for him.
Yeah, you had the last piece of pie that Tony Boselli was able to serve, and that was about it in front of you, man. I mean, that.
You know, it's crazy, man. Yeah, Tony was. It was hard because I'd go over to his house for dinner. You know, out in Houston, and we were trying to become boys, and I remember going out and watching him in OTAs, and he's just trying to put shoulder pads on, and they're trying to rig him up with this brace, and I'm thinking, man, hopefully this guy can go because he looks the part, and I know he's a good player. And then he was just never able to get out there, and we were behind the eight ball the whole time after that. And Charlie Casley, me and him were talking the other day, and he was like, you know what, dude, if I would have known that we couldn't have put that group in front of you, I wouldn't have drafted you, you know. And so it's just one of those deals. It's the perfect storm. You got to have all these pieces come together, you know, to honestly just be able to develop a quarterback, let alone go out there and win.
Talking with David Carr, who you can see tonight on NFL Network as an analyst. By the way, good-looking guy doing a really good job on TV, if you don't mind me saying. NFL Total Access tonight after Saints and Panthers, a little Thursday night football. You seem very candid. I'd love to ask you about your career because I think situations make players as much as talent and work ethic ever will. You know, Tom Brady gets drafted by the Browns. He's not Tom Brady today. Had you been taken third overall, Joey Harrington was the second quarterback taken. If you'd been taken third overall and going to the Lions, who are no great shakes, how much different would things have been? Because it wouldn't have been an expansion team. You wouldn't have been sacked 76 times your rookie year, only to see that number lowered to 68 sacks your third year. I mean, dude, you took a pounding like I've never seen a guy take right into the league. And it, how admirable that you always got up and asked for more. I mean, I thought you were a total stud. And how about this? You played 12 seasons, and the only other quarterback we can find from your year, 2002, who's still in the league, is Sean Hill, who was undrafted.
Yeah, you know what, man? I mean, it's it was difficult. I mean, I'd be lying to you if I said, oh, no, I'm totally fine with what happened there. It was great. No, I mean, it was tough. It's very difficult. It makes you challenge, you know, what you do on the field. Am I good enough to do this? I think that I am. You know, I got here, got to this position, you know, and you kind of question. Then you look at where Ben Roethlisberger got drafted, you know, a couple of years later, and you're like, wow, man, that would have been nice. Or where Aaron Rodgers got drafted, you know, kind of right in the middle of the first round. You know, I remember joking with Derek, you know, not to take it off me, but I mean, I remember right there before the draft, I'm like, all right, man, you know what? I mean, everyone's like, oh, we wanted to go high. I'm like, I want you to go to the middle, late half of the first round. And then sure enough, who cares what I think? He goes, you know, in the second round, third pick or whatever he did. But just one of those deals. It was difficult, you know, and I wanted nothing more than to be in a situation, you know, honestly, like when I went to New York, and it's not that I wanted to sit here and bash Houston and what was going on there, but it was just such a drastic difference. They came off winning the Super Bowl. Their offensive line was phenomenal. I mean, I joke with people all the time, and I even joke with Eli still. I'm like, the game's easy. When I went in and played with the Giants, it wasn't hard. It was go to my reads, you know, get the guys set up in the protections, and then just go play football. It wasn't, okay, all right, I got sacked here, and I got the offensive line coach saying I got to get the ball out of my hand, and I got the offensive coordinator telling me I got to hold it longer and let the plays develop. Well, what do I got to do? I'm only 21 years old. I have no idea who I should listen to. So, you know, being in those two different experiences, it could not have been drastically different. And I think that's the one thing that people see. You know, you see the NFL teams, and some teams are really good consistently for a certain reason, and some teams aren't for a certain reason. And, yeah, there's a lot of things that go into that, but, man, it was it would have been nice, yeah, to absolutely see what could happen. But, I'm happy that I was able to at least see my little brother get put in a good situation, and we're enjoying it as a family right now.
How often, let's talk about passing the baton. Do you find yourself passing the baton back to your brother more often than you find him grabbing it from you? Who engages the other with a little advice? Does he come to you with advice, or do you just go to him with advice in a phone call?
You know what? When he was in college and even his first year, I'd say probably his first year, even his first off season, we spent a lot of time looking at film and breaking stuff down. But as you kind of develop and you kind of see most of the coordinators, you see, you know, what's going on. You've played all these guys before. They might just be wearing different shirts or on different teams. He kind of has it down. He's got it now. We talk every week, usually on Monday after the games. But, you know, and sometimes we drag him onto the show and we do different stuff, obviously, as a family. But I try to talk to him at least once a week. And a lot of times it's not about football. It's about other things. We talk about stuff that we talked about as brothers. You know, family. He's got two boys he's trying to raise. He's got a family of his own. We talk about, you know, stuff, not that football doesn't matter, but when we're chatting, we don't get a lot of time, especially during the season. He comes out and stays with me, you know, a couple times during the off season back home in Bakersfield, and we have a great time then. But we talk about life more than anything else. The football stuff is kind of, he doesn't need me for that as much anymore. We'll talk about cool plays that only me and him see. That's the fun part, is when we're sitting on the couch after the games. He'll come back after, you know, we'll kind of chill there, all the family's over. And we're talking about stuff, and my parents and my friends and family looking at us like, what are you guys talking about? Is this even English? You know? And what we're talking about, you know, the X's and O's and just the fun stuff. And those are the cool times for me. I love that stuff.
It sounds great, man. I wish you could be a fly on the wall for those conversations. What has he revealed to you about this year in terms of targeting? Like, where is he most comfortable? Going to Cooper, going to Crabtree? He just has two of the best targets out there. I mean, Latavius has taken so much pressure off him by emerging as a consistent week-in, week-out running back. What does he tell you about his teammates?
Well, he loves Latavius. He loves his offensive line guys. You know, the one guy that, you know, I was kind of high on, even. I was just playing with him for the 1 year when I was in San Francisco, really briefly, but I love Michael Crabtree. I loved his, you know, a lot of people gave him a hard time when he left there, but when he went to Oakland, I was like, Derek, you're going to love the guy. You get him the football, you guys get on the same page, you're going to love him, and he couldn't be happier for him. And you even notice, like, think about back in New Orleans when they went for two. Who did he throw it to? He threw it to Crabtree. You know, in those situations when he's going down, and Amari's going to get to that point. I mean, Amari is, his ceiling is, I mean, I don't even know if we can see it, you know, where his ceiling is. And he's one of those guys that's going to be there for the long haul, and he's developing into what Michael Crabtree is with experience. But Crab just has an amazing knack for the game, and Derek absolutely loves that guy. So, I mean, if it's crunch time and he's looking for someone, you can bet Crabtree's up there. If he's not number one, he's 1A.
Well, there's probably no family in America that can claim to have as many fingerprints all over the matchup that is Texans and Raiders that will happen on Monday night in Mexico City. It's really something else. Any predictions? How do you think this goes? I mean, I heard that John Gruden, I think, said essentially just the offensive line versus defensive line is worth the price of admission. If you want to take a week off from watching the quarterbacks and the receivers, like, this is the week to do that. This is going to be a trench war.
Yeah, no, it really is, and that's kind of what, you know, I talked with Derek about it the other day, and he was breaking some film down, and we were just chatting about what they're doing over there, and, you know, they have a package that they love, but they really rely on those guys up front to make it happen. They're good against the pass, and a lot of it is because of that pass rush they can get and the group that's up there. So, you know, their offensive line, that's what's so nice, is you go into, you know, what could be a hostile environment. You don't really know when you play one of those neutral site games. It could be either way. It's going to be loud. It's basically a road game for both teams for the most part. And when you go into those situations, you got to be able to rely on your guys up front. And I think that, you know, fortunately, you know, you can sleep a lot better, you know, if you're Derek, if you're our family, and just a fan of the Raiders, knowing that they got a pretty good group up there that's going to take care of them. So as long as they have all that stuff, you know, handled before the snap, and you can go up with a clean look, and you know what you're doing, they should be in good shape. But it's going to be a battle. It's not going to be a shootout out there. It's going to be a physical battle. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Since this is happening in Mexico City, let's ask you this. You a taco or burrito guy?
Tacos, man. I love tacos.
Street,
I mean,
side?
Taco Tuesday. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Street tacos. I mean, you give them to me off the truck, I don't care where they come from. I'll eat tacos all day.
Very nice. Good tacos down in Houston, too, right? At least they fed you
there
well?
There are. Yeah, absolutely. No, that's one thing they do have. They got a lot of nacho cheese, or queso, as they like to call it, so you can gain some weight really quick, but we got some good food in Houston for sure.
Real quick, what do you think of Fresno State's hiring of Jeff Tedford, man? That guy can help a quarterback out.
I love Jeff, man. He was the first coach that I worked out with, you know, at Stockdale High School over here in Bakersfield, and he was the guy I signed with. I mean, he came out, worked out with me for about an hour. We threw balls around. He's as cool off the field as he is on the field. He's one of the smartest guys as far as his passing concepts, and he's seen it all. He's been around. He's been up in Vancouver. He's been all over the place. He's got to get 12 guys open. He knows what he wants to do, and he's a Valley guy. And so that's what's going to be cool is he's going to recruit the Central Valley. That's what they got to get back to if they want to fill that thing up and bring him back. Just get some local kids in there and let some of us go watch him. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I tell you what, David, it was a real pleasure to talk to you, man. I enjoyed your career. I think that your fingerprints are all over your brother and being a legacy, having learned through the gauntlet that he watched his older brother go through, I think has greatly accelerated his career, and he owes more to you than you would ever care to take credit for or he would ever care to admit. What do you think of that?
I appreciate it, man. That means a lot. I mean, we pride ourselves on being a pretty tight family, and we always have each other's back. So, yeah, hopefully something that I went through and some junk that we had to deal with, hopefully kind of made his path a little bit easier, then it's all worth it. So, all good for me.
We'll see you on NFL Network. David, thanks very much.
All right, brother. Thanks.
David Carr here on 95.7 The Game. Great stuff from him, man. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.